Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today, I have a very important topic to talk about, and that is, should school uniforms be banned? So should school uniforms be banned? Now this is actually not my concerned. Actually, I received an email and that from a lady, from a woman, and that woman, one of my listener basically. So she was then she shared that, do you feel like school uniforms should be banned or should not be banned? So that was her concern, and actually I thought of making an episode, because one point I got it while thinking about this particular topic, because I have also suffered this this point of thinking whether school uniform should be banned or not. Because I as I have already told you, I am a CS graduate currently doing masters, but in my college days also I was thinking about this topic also, school uniform should be banned or not. And so that's why I can tell you one more thing that people are missing about this particular topic. So first of all, let me tell you my answer. My answer is no, school uniform should not be banned. And I must say that it should not be. Should not be means should never be banned. Because then there is a problem, and that problem is the main, just because of that problem, I'm just making this episode right now. Because the moment she posted me that mail, then immediately I just got that point that I was facing when I was in college, when I was doing bachelor degree. And what is that problem? That problem is basically, see, if there is no school uniform, then the biggest problem that every single person will be facing is choosing dress. Which dress to wear on the next day, that is tomorrow. Let's say today is Monday, then we will be thinking, which dress should I wear on Tuesday, in tomorrow's class. Now this is one thing that will waste your time, that will kill your time, because people will always be thinking about or investing, and taking the case of girls, then they will be far more wasting money than boys in choosing the dress, what dress to wear on the next day. So this is one thing, but that is not the biggest problem. The biggest problem starts, and also the evil problem. Evil problem is that, see, people will start to differentiate rich and poor. Now this is the red pill. This is the thing that's why I said that that woman that, just wait for tomorrow's episode. I will be answering you. I will make an episode. I won't be directly replying to you, because it is actually a good question. But I am always thinking about red pill topics. So when I got some topic, but this is also related to red pill only, because the moment you are differentiating rich and poor, now that is evil. That is evil. So that's why I have to make an episode. That is also one red pill. So people will differentiate rich and poor. Now my listener will, right now you all will be thinking, how Ted, you are saying that? See why I'm saying that? Because let's say there is a person X who is wearing a dress, let's say a t-shirt, a blue t-shirt, and he wore for let's say 3 days in a row, or let's say 5 days, or even a week in a row, and the moment after Sunday he again wear that, let's say I'm just talking about, let's say he's just in the first year, so now he's purely fresh. Now what his or her friends will think about that person? That he is a poor guy, Why? Because he is not changing his dress. Now, what is the worst? Now, this is one thing that you all know, you all are actually thinking about this point in more depth. You might be thinking this point in more depth because this is the reality. This happens. If there is no school uniform, then now this point will happen, that people will be thinking, and just to get rid of that so that other won't think that I am poor. Now what that person will do, even, and I'm taking the worst case scenario, so let's say that person, that X person, was a poor, belongs to poor family, but now just to hide that, what he will do, he will be purchasing lots and lots of clothes, and might be, he might have gone mad just because of the feeling awkward, so that's why he might be purchasing some branded clothes instead of some mediocre clothes, that may average cost clothes. Instead he might be wasting more money on purchasing branded clothes like Peter England. There are lots and lots of branded companies right now, Jockey, so he might be wearing that kind of branded just to show off, and as a result of which he is giving more burden to his or his family, because his family is poor. In reality, that is a reality, but he is hiding. And now why this happened, now this is the main reason why this happened, because that is actually, this is happening everywhere where there is no school uniform. Now why that happened, that happened just because of this reason, because school uniform, there was no school uniforms, so that's why it should never be banned. It should never be banned, otherwise you will be facing this problem. And even if you are, let's say, belongs to a average middle class family, then also you are thinking like that. Your thinking process will be like, what to wear, I should wear something different, I should not wear same dress. So after 2 days I will be changing the dress, then after 3 days, and all these nonsense will come in your mind. But let me tell you, when I was in fourth year, because see, in my college there was a rule that for first 3 years there is a school uniform, that means college uniform, sorry, and then in the fourth year you are allowed to wear anything. So now that again evil happened, that means I was thinking what to wear on next day, because for 5 days I am wearing the same dress, then if I wear the next day again, then people will say, and let me tell you that people have said, even though I belong to middle class family, but then also I have faced this problem. And why I was not changing, that is a very, very good question, because I don't want to waste time in thinking about such nonsense. But other people are blue-pilled fools. They will be thinking just on that thing, and they will be telling you, oh man, you wore that for such a long time, man, and like this you will be facing, and I, because I have faced that. But this wouldn't have happened if there would be school uniform even in the fourth year, but that didn't happen, that is a different thing. Okay, sorry. Yes, I got it. See, actually that scenario didn't happen with me. Now I'm getting that. See, what happened that when I went to fourth year, then the rule got changed. The college, yes, college rule got changed. And the moment I was thinking about this nonsense only, but that didn't happen. Yes, that didn't happen. So I escaped, that didn't happen, because our college uniform was again prescribed for the fourth year also, and then the rule got changed, so now my juniors are also doing the same, or entire fourth year school uniform, college uniform. But my senior there was not that rule. At in the fourth year they are allowed to wear anything, but that didn't happen in my time. But now then also I have faced problem, because in because see, in some situations I have even faced that, let's say taking the case of festivals and all that, faced that situation in which people said me that you are wearing a same t-shirt, same shirt, pant, and all that nonsense. So that is a different thing that you will definitely be facing. So that's why school uniforms should be allowed, should not be banned. Because then people will start differentiating rich and poor. And the poor will be, might go mad and waste money and even time. So that's about it. I think you get the point why there is a need. So to not ban the school uniforms. So okay, bye-bye. So okay, bye-bye.